Hi, this is Lorenzo Elin on the Production Specialist, a podcast series of personal accounts from individuals and companies in emerging and frontier production industries. On today's episode, we have Joey Lever, British director best known for his Spider-Man fan films, which have netted him nearly 60 million collective views on YouTube. With such viral success, he has stood out amongst competitors in his hometown of Leicester, rightfully solidifying his position in the local filmmaking industry. I'm privileged to have worked closely with Joey on his latest Spider-Man fan film and got to know how he works on a personal level. Joey, welcome to the show.
What inspired me to work in film more than anything is just the pure love of it. It's storytelling. That's my biggest passion more than anything in the world. It's storytelling. Use any camera, use any sound, use any actors. For me, it's just, if I can tell a story, if we can make people cry, make people laugh, that's the most inspiring thing for me.
Being the driven person that Joey is, through an unfortunate tragedy, he was moved to grow into the filmmaking industry where he fell in love with the craft.
So when I was in college, I wasn't very good at absolutely anything. I hated English, I hated maths, I hated science. I just didn't have fun at all. And my cousin sadly passed away on Christmas Day and was talking about her. And they said that she does media. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I'm gonna see if I can try and follow in her footsteps and see if I can do something that she was doing. That was my way of just sorting the grief out. I absolutely fell in love with it. I went in the first day, introduced myself, told me what we were gonna do, gave us an assignment to make a 5-minute film. I ended up making a 30-minute short film with a bunch of my friends. And completely failed the assignment, but that's what got me into it. And the pure love with my friends, getting to know people, again, telling stories, that's what really got me into it more than anything.
Having graduated from Berklee College of Music, I remember my teachers telling me that a degree is just a piece of paper. If you really have a passion and a great portfolio, your clients will never ask to see your degree. In my case, I've never had to do so. Joey, on the other hand, took the portfolio step and went beyond. This is his story about Spider-Man.
It didn't ever direct me into the path of doing it. What it was is I've always had a love for the character Spider-Man. He's one of the only characters in the world where I've ever connected. And when they announced the Amazing Spider-Man film back in 2012, I was in my first year of university and I loved the trailer so much that I was like, oh my God, I need to make a film like this. And then we just ended up talking ideas. I was going to make it a 2-minute sketch. But then I started like going, oh, I'm going to do this, going to do this, going to do this. And then it ended up being a 2-hour feature film, which was shot entirely in uni, using the uni school gear. But it was, again, it's just telling stories, falling in love with the character, thinking, what can I do that can be different with this character I love, with the ability to tell stories? And no one did it. No one did it on YouTube. Obviously, there was fan films. Obviously, there was Spider-Man fan films, but no one made a full-on feature-length fan film. So I was the crazy guy who was like, you know, I want to do it. The first Spider-Man film, Lost Cause, it was a mix between the Tobey Maguire films and the Andrew Garfield films. And I was like, well, I'm going to merge these together, have a little bit of the 90s animated series in. We took a few elements from the games, TV series and everything, and just merged it into one. And then everything else was our ideas. So, but that's why I made the second one, Another World, because it was merged between so many ideas and interpretations. I was like, right, I want to do something that was completely mine. And that's how Another World was born.
Joey's son, born after the release of his first film, has only inspired him to continue Spider-Man filmmaking. With the release of Spider-Man 2, Another World, and the upcoming Spider-Man 3, Kingdom Come.
He absolutely loves Spider-Man. He loves him. Every time he comes in the office, he walks up the stairs and he's like, oh, Daddy's Spider-Man. I'm like, yeah, he is.
Hey. Lights. Camera.
Infringement? Although producing and making Spider-Man fan films is Joey's passion, it's copyrighted material. Using and directly profiting off of such material is illegal and can result in legal action. However, in the case of Joey, he's not profiting directly from this, and has solely used his own money to create these films. In fact, many studios encourage fan films, as they may complement the original work and keep fans engaged. This is known as tolerated use.
It's actually a lot easier than you think it is, because all you have to say and all you have to do is just mention, number one, it's not my character, so I own nothing. And number two is just don't make money off it. There's a lot of YouTubers and content creators out there who are making Spider-Man films, who have their AdSense on and they are making money from it. So I don't actually know what the legality is there, but I've made sure I don't, just in case. Because as soon as they say, hey, take this down, oh, that's like 5 years, man. That's 5 years gone. And I'd rather not. You know what I mean? I'd rather not make a few hundred. It's all good, though. Sony and Disney, they love their fan films. There's only a select few who have been taken down, and that's because they were profited. But no, as long as you say it's not your character, it's not your project, it's owned by Disney, Sony, Marvel, created by Stan Lee, they seem fine. I mean, they haven't taken down Lost Cause yet, so that's been on for quite a while.
But if you do have the chance to go looking around on any crowdfunding websites, such as Kickstarter or Patreon, you might see lots of people donating to fan films. Isn't that the same?
I haven't yet asked for any donations or any Patreons for it. You're scared to. I don't want to ask people for money. Like, no chance. But people are doing it, man. There's projects out there that's got £30,000, $30,000, $40,000. It's insane. People are really splashing on these films, and it's crazy. The only thing I've done on my Patreon is I say, look, I'm doing this project. Do you want to see me doing the project? And do you want to see behind the scenes of it? Other than that, there's loads of fan films out there who have now got a Patreon, who have now got an Indiegogo, a Kickstarter to fund their project. And again, they've said it's not their character. It's just they need money to make the film. They're not profiting on it. They're just making it, which I will be doing for Kingdom Come. So I'm hoping it works. And it's kind of annoying because now I want it.
Joey also has about 220,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel, which is no small feat. But because he is so busy with commercial work, it's hard to get many videos out and to keep his subscribers growing.
Time is the biggest factor in this. I would love to say that I could be a full-on YouTuber if I tried more. Obviously, with the views I've got, with all the subscribers I've got, people do want more. But in all honesty, I just don't have the time to create these videos. I've got to do my business, which is my thing. I've got to look after my family. I also make films. It's so hard to keep up with the YouTube algorithm because you have to post every other day, every week. And I'm lucky if I get a video out every 2-3 months. It's just the amount of time I put into a video anyway. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I film it on Blackmagic, so I've got to grade it, that takes a day. And I've got to do all the VFX and I've got to render it. It takes 3 days to produce a video. And I just don't have that time to do it. I really don't. I really wish I did though, because I've got a channel just here waiting for content. And there's people out there waiting for content. And it is genuinely annoying. One day I'll hire someone, right, that can come in, I'll stare at the camera and they can edit it for me. And that's how we'll do it. One day, that's the goal. A dream of mine since I was in uni was to be a YouTuber. That was my biggest dream. If I could spend my life making films, making behind the scenes, talking rubbish on camera, I'd do that in an instant. It's just not that easy. It's really not that easy. Being a YouTuber is hard work. And I commend anyone, I appreciate absolutely anyone that can do it.
Even without YouTube, his company, Another World Media, has produced films that have won many awards and film festivals. This is what Joey is really trying to push.
There's three films in film festivals. Paper Plane won 3 awards, got nominated for 14. Ghosts won 4 awards, nominated for 10. And Tyrannosaur has won 10 awards and I'm nominated for 20.
Due to his focus on strong and unique storytelling, success has followed along. Here's how he gets inspired.
So I have this goal, and it was to create a feature film that I've been wanting to create for a very long time. So my inspiration in life is literally just getting to that moment. Music is one of the main inspirations for me. As soon as I hear a good piece of music, I'm just like, oh, I've got these ideas. Let's write this down. And like I said, I've got this goal. I've got this whole spreadsheet of what I want to do in my life to the point of making this feature film. And it's making film of every single genre. Obviously, it's like a little tick list. I'm like, right, what can I do next? A horror film. Like, how can I get inspired to write a horror film? Watch horror films. I go on scary walks. I'm around a lot of creatives as well. So I've made sure that my Facebook is full of creative people. So every time I'm scrolling, I'm seeing another project someone's working on. And that's inspiring. It's lovely to see. And I work with such amazing people, and they inspire me day to day. I've had really good experiences on Instagram, because just like Fiverr, it's full of creatives, but people just want to do stuff. And I'm getting fan art every day. I'm getting people messaging like, hey, if you're doing another film, let me know if you need this job role filled. And it's amazing. There's so many people out there that just want to be a part of things. So social media is the way, man.
Social media surely does keep the world small. You get access to anyone and everyone. Joey actually found my sound design service online as well, bringing two people from distant places to one central space. But Joey does like working with a team that he knows. Keeps things comfortable.
I work with the DOP more than anyone, because he's the one that's going to give me the visuals that I need or want for the project. If I'm directing, I like to stay away from the camera because there's just so much going on. I like to completely focus on the actors and the background. So I need to trust the DOP to know exactly what I want. That's why it's always great to have a few meetings beforehand, talk about storyboards and all that jazz. It's the DOP is the main guy. And then, of course, the first AD, who can shout at people if I can't.
If you're wondering, DOP stands for Director of Photography. Another name you might know is the cinematographer. They are responsible for everything that a camera essentially sees. Lighting, framing, and camera movement is under their command. Another role is the first AD. This is the first assistant director. They are basically a liaison between the director and the rest of the department heads. Where were we? Ah, yes. As a creative, it can be hard to start a new idea. Wonder how Joey feels about this.
The easiest thing to do is start a project. I know there's so many quotes out there that says the hardest thing to do is start a project, so you just figure it out. That's not a quote, I don't know why I said that, but there's so many quotes of people saying it's so hard to start, but it's easy to finish, or something like that, there's so many. I think the easiest thing to do is start, because as soon as you tell someone an idea who loves the idea, they're with it. And you've got the idea is new, it's ready, you're all excited. You get all these people on board, they're all excited. First few weeks, few months are super easy, but it's hard to keep the momentum after you've done a few months, because I mean, everyone's just been doing it. Everyone's getting tired. It's hard to carry on. I genuinely think the hardest thing to do is finishing the project. Truly is. Because there's just so many fine tunes and things you've got to pre-see, and it is super hard. The motivation that I give myself and the rest of the people is that we're going to have a finished project to show the world. We've just got to do it. And I think the idea of sharing it and showing someone this story, that's the motivation. Because the excitement of saying, this is now done, go and have a look. And it's even better if you submit it to film festivals and they get like a laurel. Because then you're like, okay, you've done good. Well done. On to the next one.
In addition to Joey directing, he's a producer, actor, VFX artist, writer, you name it. Juggling all these roles can be challenging, but he's Spider-Man, so that man can do anything.
So I've been doing it less and less throughout the years. I've tried not to be so camera focused, on camera as an actor. I'd rather get someone else to do that and tell the story that I want to tell. I have a little cameo role every now and again, but with Spider-Man, when we did Lost Cause, no one could do the Peter Parker that I wanted. And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna do it. So that was hard, juggling everything. But back then, I didn't have to juggle too much because it was just, hey, friend of mine, have you got a spare hour? Okay, let's quickly go to this park and do this shoot. Whereas now it's, hey, team of people, when are you free? How much do you need? Where can we go? Do we need permits? So it's a lot harder nowadays, which is why I don't do it as much, but I try and delegate the roles. But I do a lot more producing than I should do. I do a lot of writing than I should do. I do a lot of editing and visual effects as I should do. Because I don't trust anyone with my edits, but I got to do it. I know exactly how I want it. I just might as well do it.
Hey, that's the end of episode 3. Thanks to Joey Lever for being on the show. Go give him some love on his YouTube channel, at Joey Lever, and his Instagram, at Joey the Director, and stay in the loop of any of his upcoming projects. The Production Specialist is hosted by Black Dagger Audio, an audio production and post-production studio based in Dubai, UAE, specializing in custom sound design, original music, VO, and dialogue editing. You can visit our website for any project inquiries at blackdaggeraudio.com. If you have enjoyed listening to this podcast, there are 3 things that will help benefit this show. First is to share this with someone who has interest in the production industry. Second is to leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. And third is to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/productionspecialist. We have member exclusive benefits such as behind the scenes, bloopers, sitting in on live interviews, early access to episodes, and much, much more. And that is it. Thank you so much. See you next time.